This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You can find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little differently. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I'm thinking about what you put on. The Bible has that phrase several times, putting on this or putting on that, but it makes you think about when you read that, putting on your clothes. Putting on your outer garment, as it were. Because back in those Bible times, most people would have maybe just one or two changes of clothing. I mean, if you think about it today, most of us, we could probably go to our closet and put together 6, 7, 8, 10 different outfits. That would have been considered really wealthy during the first century. But it made me think about how much thought do we give about what we put on? When we walk to our closet each day, or maybe our dresser, or maybe our wardrobe, or whatever we have, how much thought do you give? Are you the kind of person that you carefully think about it and have it all laid out the night before? Maybe you're an individual that you have it all hung in order, like this day I'm wearing this and this day I'm wearing that. I suppose a lot of it has to do on what we're doing during the day. Are we going to work? Are we retired? Are we going to the store? What do we think about when we put on that garment? Well, like I said, the Apostle Paul talks a whole lot about this one, especially in the book of Colossians. And I love this. It's in Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to start in verse 12. And my Bible has this great little subheading. It calls this the character of the new man. The character of the new man is seen as putting on clothing. And I just love the way that sounds. Let me read this to you. It's Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, just as a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Let me have you pause there for a minute. We're not done. There's another thing we need to put on, but there's a couple of things right at the top. First, he says, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. So this is clearly talking about the followers of Jesus. This is what we're supposed to. We walk up to our closet, and these are the things that we see, and we need to choose to put them on because of the way he says this. There's a couple of specifics. He says, tender mercies. Now, some of your Bibles might call that compassion, kindness, humility, meekness. Again, some of your Bibles will say that gentleness, and then long-suffering or patience. So those things are what we're supposed to willingly choose to put on. Now, you'll notice each of these things, yes, these are the same things you find as the fruit of the Spirit. So they're things that should be growing through us, out from us. But each of these things really is something that's inside that we could see from the outside. Think about it. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Those are all things that you have in you, but people see on the outside. Just think about it like that. How do people see compassion in you? How do people see kindness, humility, gentleness? How is that seen within you? How is patience demonstrated? Now, this last one, he continues to build on that idea. He says, long-suffering, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. That's what it looks like to put those things on. Pardon me. To bear with one another is if someone is, I don't know, let's say someone is really annoying you today. Maybe there's somebody, I don't know, you're in the checkout line and there's just somebody annoying. How do you bear with them? Maybe somebody's asking, maybe you've got a little one asking you a lot of questions, and I know we could get frustrated, but that's part of patience, long suffering. And then this one is a little different. It says, if anyone has a complaint against you, so we forgive no matter what, because, and here's the why, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. That's why we need to put these things on, because Christ had all of these things for us. But that's not all. There's one more thing to put on. Verse 14 says, but above all of these things, put on love. Now, the way I thought about that is first century clothing was usually a series of layers. There's undergarments and there's an outer garment, sometimes multiple outer garments. But the one that's supposed to be on the outside, the one that people could really see, because he says it that way, above all these things, put on love. The one thing that should be just evident. Oh, all of these other things, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, all of these things should be things that are manifested on the outside, but all of it, over it all, should be love. Now, as you read those things, I know that this sounds like a difficult thing every day. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to put these things on. No, actually, it's something that should be just a natural part of the follower of Jesus. And as you keep reading this, he says, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let peace, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you are also called in one body, and be thankful. The way you can know it, am I doing these things? Have I got my garments on? Then you would say, what I'm experiencing then is that peace of God and thankfulness. If I'm doing this properly, those are the things that are going to be manifested within me as I'm trying to glorify God with these things on the outside. And then again, last line, how do we do it? It's verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. The way we get this, the way we understand this, the way we do this is by the word of God. The only way that I can understand what true compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience are is through the word of God. The only way I can put them on is with the help of God through the word of God. And then that last one, of course, love. We can only understand true love when we understand what it says in the scripture. So think about that today. Maybe you're at that point. Maybe you're going to put on another outer garment as you go outside. I don't know about you. It's pretty hot in our part of the world today. That's not going to be the case, but most of us maybe will put on something before we head out. Maybe we'll change our clothes, whatever it might be. As you're thinking about that today, in whatever way you're interacting with your garments today, think about what this means as it says to the new man, the new person that we are. Those things on the inside of us are the things that should be manifesting themselves on the outer garment, what people see on the outside. And of course, the most important is love. And we can't do this without his help.